This is Vicki Kramer, and I'm chief of the vector-borne disease section at the California Department of Public Health.
And I'm Duke Vuja. I'm chief of the infectious diseases branch, also at Department of Public Health.
First off, can I ask, how serious is this? How worried should people be?
Plague is very rare in California. It is endemic. That means that we detect it every year in our animal populations. But in terms of the number of people that get plague, it doesn't happen very often. In fact, our last human case of plague that we know of was in 2006. So people should be aware that we do have plague in California. It's circulating in our rural areas, in our mountainous regions, and in our foothill areas, and people should avoid contact with rodents. But in terms of the risk of getting plague, it's very low.
I would add that the disease itself is a serious disease, and we want people to be aware. It is rare, but it is preventable, as Dr. Kramer has said. And if disease is detected, it can be treated effectively with antibiotics.
How much experience is there in terms of medical experience? Because it happens so rarely, is there an issue with knowing how to treat it or even how to identify it?
I think the physicians can be aware by when someone shows up with suggestive symptoms. They often have high fever and chills and weakness, and they may have what's called buboes, the most prevalent common form of presentation for bubonic plague, which is a swollen tendon lymph node either in the armpit, the groin, or the neck area. And if a patient has those symptoms and presentation, they should ask patients about whether they've been out camping or in rural areas where they could be exposed to, you know, squirrels and chipmunks and or flea bites. And if so, then the suspicion for plague should be raised, and then they can test them and put them on antibiotics.
And what are the general symptoms then? Because looking through it, other than the buboes that you speak of, the other symptoms, they sound kind of like flu. How do you differentiate? How would you be able to settle the nerves of people who are just coming from Yosemite, who may fear that because they've got a bit of a headache and a stuffy nose, that kind of thing, that they might have it? How would you quell those fears?
If a person has been in an area where there's been animals with plague, and within about a period of a week or so is when, if you've been exposed, you would have symptoms. And so within a week, the symptom to look for primarily would be fever. If someone has fever within a week of being exposed to an area where there were animals with plagues, then they should talk to the doctor. They should see the physician.
Are you aware of any other parts of the state that are susceptible to this sort of thing, or is it just a general statewide warning?
We have found plague virtually throughout California. The areas of lowest risk are the deserts and the Central Valley region, but in most California counties, we have found plague. Our higher elevations tend to pose a greater risk of exposure, and we do monitor campgrounds in national forests and other recreational areas on a regular basis to assess the risk of plague and to advise visitors to avoid contact with rodents and their fleas.
Okay, no, good stuff. Thank you both for sparing the time with us this morning. Much appreciated.
You're welcome.
Thanks there.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.